Reformed Devotion number 13 of 365, He is the Way, by Robert Murray McShane. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14 and verse 6. When God condescended to dwell among the children of Israel, he dwelt peculiarly in the holiest of all, the innermost apartment of the Jewish temple. But this innermost apartment was separated from the holy place by a curtain or veil. And through that veil, no man was allowed to pass, lest he should die, except the high priest, who entered in once in the year, not without blood. Now, no picture could express more plainly that the way into the holiest was not made manifest, that no sinful man has any way of coming into the presence of God. But Jesus says, I am the way. Jesus was grieved that we were shut out from the holiest of all, from the presence of God, for he knew by experience that in that presence there is fullness of joy. But how did he open the way? Did he pull aside the veil that we might steal in secretly and easily into the presence of the Father? No, but he offered himself an offering to satisfy divine justice and reconcile us to God. He said, It is finished, and bowed his head and gave up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. It is finished. The punishment of the law is borne. The demands of the law are answered. The way is finished. The veil is rent from the top to the bottom. Not a shred of the dreadful curtain now remains to intercept us. The guiltiest, the vilest sinner of you all has now liberty to enter in through the rent veil under the light of Jehovah's countenance, to dwell in the secret of his tabernacle, to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple. And now, my friends, is this your way of coming to the Father? Christ says, I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If then you will still keep to your own way, whatever it be, whether it be the way of tears or penances or vows of amendment or hopes that God will not deal strictly, if you will not be warned, you will find in the judgment day that the cherubic sword turned every way and that you are left a prey to the consuming fire. But oh, if you can find no peace in any self-righteous way, behold, Christ says to you, I am the way. As he says in another place, I am the door. It is a full, free, and open way, and it is a way for sinners. Why wait a moment longer? There was once a partition wall between you and God, but Christ hath cast it down. God was once angry, but his anger is turned away from this blessed path. In Christ, he is ever well pleased.